What's the title of this series we're in? Hmm? Thank you. I knew Sophie had to know. What is it? Unscripted. No, we're past the character. We're unscripted now. That's the message we're in. That's the season we're in. Mr. James, come on down. You are the next contestant on Unscripted. Like I said, be ready because you don't know.
Wow. Talking about off guard. But I know that God is working, doing a work in me. My wife reminded us when she was giving the announcement that this is the year of stability. And my stability has been challenged at different places. But I'm beginning to see myself differently. It's been challenged, but that's all it's been. It's been a challenge. As a more than a conqueror, I see those challenges and meet them head on. And am victorious over them. I'm a victor. You're a victor. This word has taken on a new meaning to me. Let me pray here. God, my God, our God. God is speaking to you. You said that we are gods. So God is calling upon you right now. Not to give me what I need, because you've already given me what I need. You've already given me and all of us everything that pertains to life and godliness. I thank you right now that at this moment, you put a word in my mouth. Not to impress, not to demonstrate what I know or what I think I know, but a word from the blessor to be a blessing. So I thank you right now. I thank you right now that you speak to my heart, that I might share, not preach, but share just some of what you've given me, even from the word that has been brought before me. In Jesus' name. So I'm I appreciate that. I was before the Lord with that. It's like, I might be up here 5 minutes. When I'm done, I'm done. Because I'm not going to try to impress. I'm not. You know, I didn't prepare a message, but a message has been prepared in me. A message is being prepared in me right now. I thank you, God. I thank God for what he is doing in my life. I thank God that I am more stable, that I'm not shaken. I'm not as easily shaken by things that come. Wow, I've had a lot of what would seem like, and we talked about this a couple of years ago, what would seem like rejection. You know, not from loved ones, not from family. I'm loved. I'm a loved, blessed man. Everywhere I go, I'm loved, and I praise God for that. And that's because of God, not because I'm so lovable, but because God has already prepared the way for me when I go, wherever I'm going. And I have had more, you all know that I'm acting in the past 2 years. That's really all that I've been doing. And, you know, and God has been sustaining us. He's been sustaining us and keeping us. As a matter of fact, I didn't realize how much that I had made until I looked at my my SAG, my Screen Actors Guild. There's like a report. You have to pay a certain amount at the end of every 6 months. You have to pay, and it's based on what you made. And I didn't realize that last year that I'd made what I made. And God just really just reminded me how he's been keeping me. Pastor talked how I shared with him about no one in my house has been on any kind of salary in about 2 years. And God's mathematics, God's economics, God's accounting is really strange. It's a strange thing. It's a strange thing. And I, you know, and I don't try to figure it out. Amen. It's a strange thing, you know. We're riding in a car that was new to us a year ago, and we went up there, and I told you before, with literally no, I did have $500. I'm not sure why I had $500, but I had $500. I said, if I have to give up that, I'd give up that, but that wasn't required, you know. And we left there thinking, okay, if this is not our blessing, then it's not our blessing. And as we were leaving, we made a call, and somebody said, well, can you go back? We need you to go back. And so we went back, and they worked out numbers. God's economics and God's accounting got active again up in there, and we drove out with a, you know, we said goodbye to, what did you call him? What do you call a white car? Huh? Snowflake. We said goodbye to Snowflake, and we welcomed T'Challa into our home. It's a black car, so we're like, you know, so it's a Panther. But, you know, but God's economics has sustained us in unbelievable ways, though, and in unbelievable ways. But I was start off with saying I've had a lot of what would seem like rejection, because I've gone to quite a few auditions. You know, one time I didn't go on very many, but I've gone to quite a few, and my agent has been sending me out the stuff and stuff I've been preparing for and going and doing what I'm supposed to do and, you know, doing my thing and going, getting good response and feeling good about, you know, what. I left there. My wife asked me, you know, how'd it go? I said, well, it went well. I did what I went there to do. So I've been going there to do what I intended to do. And in most cases, it hasn't brought back a job yet. And I'm okay. You know, I'm not beating myself up. I'm not wondering about my talent. I'm not wondering about my ability. I'm not wondering about whether God has made a way for me. I'm seeing things. I'm seeing little blessings. I'm seeing prosperity in the process. Yes, I'm going to use some of the words that we've been using, because those words have been sustaining me. So if I repeat something that you've heard from this pulpit, understand those words have been sustaining me, you know. And I don't mean just barely making it sustaining me. I mean really sustaining me and empowering me along the way. So I'm seeing prosperity in the process. I'm seeing myself growing. I'm seeing myself being more determined. I'm seeing myself looking at little things, the recognition that comes when I'm not doing a speaking role, but people are seeing me. People are calling me up saying, I'm seeing you. Congratulations. And I'm like, you know, but that was just some, you know, part of me, that's just some background work. That's just, you know, that's just kind of what I've been doing. But I see it growing, and I see God doing some stuff in it. And people are sending me screenshots, you know. And sometimes people thought that I was speaking when I wasn't even speaking, you know, because that kind of presence is just before them. You know, it's, he will bring us, you know, our gifts will bring us before kings. And I see myself moving upward and forward. And I see God doing, well, first of all, he's doing a work, excuse me, inside here. Okay, he's doing a work inside here, and it's giving me a confidence in him, not just in my ability, but in him. And I have great expectations. I really do. I really do. We've been talking for years about creativity, you know, and being creative and not just limiting myself to what I had been doing. And we talked about it in what's the thing last week? Thank you. Vision builders. We talked about vision builders, and I'm seeing a create. And I see, I'm saying, God, if you inspire me, then I'm gonna do something. But I'm seeing a creativity that's moving around inside my belly, you know. And I don't have it all together yet, but I don't even have it all together yet to have to know that and be confident that God is gonna do it. That God is gonna pull it together. That He's pulling it together. And you know, I was doing some work last week and my wife said, isn't it wonderful that you get to be in a position where you get paid to do research? Because, you know, I don't want to share too much about what my I don't know whether it's going to be a screenplay or whether it's going to be a pilot. I don't know. But I'm hearing stuff and I'm hearing people and my wife said, you're getting paid to do research. So I'm jotting down notes as I'm in the presence of people and listening to them. And I'm taking advantage. I'm learning to get my prosperity in the process, to get what I'm supposed to get out of the process. And that's just where I am. And I really don't have a whole lot more to say other than that. I mean, I could, you know, if I had time, I could put some scripture and all that stuff together, but it's not about that. As I said, it's not about me trying to impress right now. I'm just sharing. And I'm just sharing. You're seeing a different person, and my family sees a different person, and I'm seeing a different household because I'm a different person. Amen. I'm seeing a household that's growing and not being so easily shaken and not being so easily moved, because sometimes things look a little scary. Yes, ma'am. But only temporarily. You know, not because the circumstance changed, but because we like, wait a minute, God, we've seen you do it. We've seen you do it. We've seen your track record. We've seen you do it again and again and again. So that's really all I want to say. I'm not going to preach. I'm just saying, watch me. Keep your eye on me. Watch the next time I come up here, there's going to be something else. It may not be a message again, but it's going to be a testimony. It's going to be a testimony of fire. Amen? Amen.
I like that. I like that. That's real power, though. You know, it's not about how flamboyant somebody can deliver a message, but when they can show the fruit. And we talked about 2 weeks ago, the fruit is what shows, you know. Nutty said, obedience opens the door to manifestation or something. And I'm changing and making it deep every time I say it, but it still means the same thing. The obedience and the simple instructions open the door. I'm watching I humbly but proudly say what God is doing with my clients, because my clients are kicking behind. My clients and partners that are like in the mix are seeing the results of it. And God had me speak over Mike. I think it was about a year ago, right? Was it a year? That it's your time. It's time. It's time. So I'm not surprised by anything. I'm waiting to see more. Since you finished with so much time, maybe we will stay with the flow of Unscripted and give your wife a chance to fill in some of that time you left. So you're up next on Unscripted.
I had the thought he might do that. I literally did. I did. I had a couple minutes, and I was taking advantage of him too. So pray with me for a few seconds. Father, we thank you. God, I thank you that you've called us to be ready in season and out of season, God. I thank you that there's a work that you've done in each and every one of us, God, that is worthy of testifying, that's worthy of sharing, God. And I thank you for the opportunity to be a vessel this morning to share what you've done and what you're moving on my heart, God. I thank you for my husband. I thank you for the change that you've brought about in his life and how it's just overflowed into our entire family and beyond. And I thank you for just being you, God, and learning that I can trust you and depend on you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm reminded of December of last year. I had a very rude awakening at a Vision Builders fellowship, and I got a chance to see my own selfishness. And it was difficult to see. It was very difficult for me to look at it, to realize that I was really kind of out for me. And it's been a journey for the last 12 months as God has walked me through it. Even in recent conversations I've had with Pastor, realizing that there's more to let go of, that there's more of coming out of myself. God has shown me where the root of some of that stuff comes from, and some of it goes back a long way. And just having feelings of not fully being able to trust anybody, God included, and how that paradigm for me has limited me in so much that God has called me to. And to be honest, letting go of that is scary. Being willing to trust beyond what I can see or reason, and trust God in some places that I previously feigned that I was trusting him. I said I was trusting him. I wanted to believe that I was trusting him. But the fruit of it was that I wasn't trusting him at all. I would only trust what I could put in my hands. And there's a flip side to the scariness of letting it go, and that's the excitement of letting it go and feeling that I don't have to be bound by those limitations anymore. The year of stability has done a lot in helping me let that stuff go and to continue to let it go, because in choosing, and it is a choice, I'll never forget once Mikey was young and he was having a hard time in his music class that he was taking, and his professor had been telling him that he needed to master this one, whatever it was. And I was sitting at the music school, and I had been there for the whole hour, and the class was over, and I went up to go get him, and the teacher said, I'm not letting him go until he masters this, because I've been telling him for weeks he needs to master this. And I sighed, and I went back downstairs to my seat, and I sat down. And about 10 minutes later, Mikey comes bounding down the stairs. He says, I'm ready to go. I said, what happened? He said, I did it. I said, what do you mean you did it? He said, I did it. I'm good. I did it. I said, well, what did you do? He said, I decided that I was going to do it, and I did it. And that stuck with me, because just that fast, and Pastor's talked about that so many times, when you make a decision, you can really just do it. You just have to make the decision. And so this year, I decided that I was going to be stable. The word said it. Pastor said it. That was enough. And with all the things that have come, and you know, we, no kudos to us about the place that we have chosen to walk in as entrepreneurs, as self-employed, because it's a whole nother world, right? It's a whole nother walk of faith. And we've had friends tell us how they admired us because we've made these choices and how God has blessed us. And we kind of looked at each other and laugh, and like, if they only knew behind closed doors. But in that choice, deciding to be stable was pivotal for me. I don't think I would have made it if I hadn't made that decision. And so as challenges have come before us, both from within and from without, knowing that I can depend on God, and I think that's my point this morning, is being able to really choose to depend on God. Knowing that the experiences that come before us don't have to move me. They don't have to keep me up at night. They don't have to start my scramble to try to figure out how I can figure it out. But that I can literally just say, God, this belongs to you. I'm yours, the situation is yours, and you're going to take us through it. And this year, I've seen that happen time and time and time again. Even with this new place that Michael has come to in this new place of creativity, Pastor challenged us a couple weeks ago to write down a list of the things that we were standing and believing God for. And one of the things on that list, and I showed it to him, I wrote it down, and one of the things on that list was that he would come to a different place in his career and in his perception of himself and what God had called him to do. And it wasn't but a couple of days later, he came home and he says, I got this idea. And I love the idea. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what it's doing and how his change in his perspective is changing the whole dynamic in our relationship and in our home. And so I'm grateful to God for this season. And I think that's all I got.
Good job. All right, now. I guess there's still more space to fill up, but I won't do that to you, Rachel. You gave me that look like, don't you? And Mitch, you sunk down in the chair, even like, there's still some space. There's still some space. No, I won't do that to you today. But I want to speak on two things. Oh, by the way, I looked at my notes, Nelly, so I could quote you correctly. Obedience leads to answers. I made it all deep and spiritual, but hey, you know. I want to speak to your statement, Rhonda, that people look at me and they congratulate me and I say, if they only knew. And I wrote that down. And I wrote that down because I knew you were going to say it. And as you were saying it, God changed the tense inside of my heart. And God said to me, if she only knew. He said, what they see is actual. What you see is circumstantial. Mike said, take that down, right? Right, write that down. Rachel, you gave that look like explain, right? When everybody saw Gideon, what did they see? They saw the warrior that was going to take back Israel. What did Gideon see? So they have the ability to see who you are. So when they saying to you, congratulations, and all of these statements, they oh, wow, I'm so proud of you. You should say, yes, you are. Because I am everything you see. Because God said I'm that. So I received that. So if you only knew. Because they know it. And they don't know why they know it. But they see it because God makes them see it. Mighty man of valor. They knew what the outcome was when Gideon didn't know. So now when people say to me, wow, you really going this? Like when I showed the house, people, you all said to me, that's your house. And I said, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Absolutely. When I say it's my time, I know it. Everybody goes, you know, it is. And I go, yeah, but I knew it because people said it. And I was going, yeah, I guess. And God was like, so when are you going to line up and speak what everybody else is speaking? When are you going to see Gideon what everybody else is seeing? Everybody else sees my glory. They see me. So they seeing what God sees, you looking at the circumstances and counting yourself as not yet arrived. But we'll be like the God who caused things that be not as though they were. So when they say, I'm proud of you and wow, I'm so excited for you, say thank you. Amen. That's right. Yes. Everything you see, that's right. If they think you're richer than you are, it's because you are. If they think you got more than you got, it's because you do. You feel it now? Did that speak to you? Put your hand on each other, all of y'all. James, get a hold of each other. Get a hold of each other. I speak from this point on that the prosperity that God has spoken over you is no longer a figment of your imagination or anybody else's. It is what it is because God has ordained it to be so. And every congratulations and every note of excitement that people see and everything that people acknowledge over you, I pray that you now acknowledge over yourselves that every single promise that God has said is yours today, right now. You receive it and you're walking into it step by step, place by place, piece by piece. I say you will no longer rebuke a word of prosperity spoken over you in your mind, heart, or anywhere else. You receive it as thus saith the Lord and out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, and you will just bear witness and accept it. Thereby opening the door to the flow of God's next level of provision for your lives. I speak it and I call it so. And anybody listening to me and anybody watching this online, I say if this fits you, then claim it as yours, your very own, right now. In the name of our Savior Jesus. Amen and amen. If you only knew the difference between me of last year and me today is I know. There's no doubt in my mind, everything I'm doing is prospering and everything I'm doing is winning. And I know it's my time. I know. And it's not like it's going to be my time, but this on that level that God had been speaking over me for decades. I've opened the door in the spirit to receive it without questioning it or comparing it to my circumstances. Was that clear? It's my time. I know it is. I know my gift is bringing me before kings right now. Right now. I get to talk to the people I work with. The things that are happening for Sherry's life right now. And I can't wait to see the billboards. I'm talking about big billboards that will be all up. You know, when you drive past in your car and say, there's Sherry. You know, I'm so excited about that moment just because God gave me a simple word that we locked onto and we seen it manifest in our business, in the salon, and what God is already starting to do there and the levels and the things. And it's like, yes, Linda spoke the word over me and I didn't see it when she said it. And I was kind of where you just were. I ain't gonna say were. And when she said to me, everything you touched turns to gold. And I went, huh? And that was about 6 months ago. She said that everything you touch turns to gold. And I went, and it was inside of me like, you know, that almost same kind of thought. If she only knew. And I said, really? And I said, why you say that? And just the way she explained it, I decided at that moment that that was the truth. So I challenged. Well, none of you the closest, like working with me now, like I've learned more and more and I keep learning more and more about the process of, and I come to her and say, well, why aren't you doing this? Well, I was looking online and they do it like this. Well, how come you don't do the hair like this? And I keep coming to every day challenging her. When I made a decision to go plant-based, I came to her and challenged her on that. You've been doing that for years. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't do that right. You're not eating that. You're supposed to be eating this. And it's like all the things. I'm like, because I'm going to do it. It's my time. I'm going to do it. And now I do it. And it's to me, it's not even a struggle because it was a decision for me. And I say that to you like in all humility. First of all, I don't ever want to be called vegan. I don't like no religious phrases thrown on top of me. I'm eating plant-based. But when I went to God, I said, well, God, you know, that's a process. He said, it's a decision. And if you make the decision and trust me, I'll back you in the decision. So it's been 3 weeks and I haven't longed for that food at all. I don't even think about it. It's done. It's a process. I'm not sitting here telling people how to eat. This was something I wanted to do. I'm not saying the way I eat is better than the way you eat. I could care less to eat the way you want. This is the process that God and I are walking through. But my thing is, it was a decision, and I'm at that place now that anything I do, I win. I'm committed to it. It's my time. It's my time. It's your time. It's our time. It's the year of the manifestation, not just the word, but the signs following, right? Speaking the word with the signs following. We're believing for this year coming for not just the word, but the signs following. But it doesn't happen, and here's where I'm bringing it home, because you wish it or because you pray it real hard. At some point, you have to stop claiming, you have to stop confessing, and you have to just stop receiving. Somewhere in your heart, that change has to happen where you know it's true and it's real. And if you got to stay before the Lord and not let him pass until he awakens you, then you need to do that. But you have to make a decision that I'm going no further with this missing from my life. If God spoke that it's time for that to be there, whatever that this is, you know where you are right now. You have to decide that I am not trying to convince God to bless me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for reminding me of that. I won't go into details, but it was a prayer that S and I were praying for someone. And I said a simple prayer that God put on my heart. And then she went in, and she went in all guns blazing. She was throwing up 50,000 scriptures, and she was like, you can tell she was going with this vigor. And I just cut off and I said, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. And she got quiet and I said, you're praying like you're trying to get God to do what we want him to do, whereas God wants this. We're just praying that we do what God wants to do. We're not praying for God to line up with us. We're praying to line up with God. This is what God wants. God wants this person healed. So why are we praying like we're trying to get God to heal them when God wants them healed? I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as yourself. God said above all things. So then why am I trying to pray God to do something for me that he's already decided he wants to do for me? Why don't I just pray that I line up with his desire? Did that speak? So I'm learning. I'm not praying to God anymore. Like, God, oh God, please make this happen. Oh God, please. I'm saying, God, and I say this, God, here's what I desire. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And whatever your will is, I'm good with that. Let me line up with what you're doing. You can't lose that way. You won't lose that way. So start praying like you know you have a daddy that wants you to have it. And if it's the desire of your heart that he put there, then stop messing with it. Just speak it. From now on, I'm lining up with him. I'm not trying to get him to line up with me. So I'm going to ask a question before I go. How many of you believe the thing that you've been really praying for in this season of your life and believe in God for, you really know in your heart that God wants that for you? You know that without question. Then why are you trying to talk God into it then, if you already know he wants it for you? Why are you trying to beg God to do something for you that he already wants to do? Looking at it now, isn't that wasted energy? Just pray that, God, let me line up with what you're doing so I can, let me get my place, so for the place to receive what you already want for me. Let's stand. I love the word that's been coming forward lately. Would you agree it's life-changing in this season? It's time for us to receive. your word, as you shared, had me share last week, they went forth preaching the word with signs following. Jesus said, if you don't believe the words I say, believe me for the works you see me do. There's a works that follows your word, Father God. And we at this season choose to line up with that work. You work in us both to will and to do your good pleasure. This is your time in your season. So we surrender the emotion we've attached to the thing you've spoken over us, the fears we have attached to it, the systems and structures that we've built around it, the bridges that we've tried to create to make a way for you to do what you already know what you're doing and already have the plan for. We relax right now. Why take thought for your life, what you eat, what you drink? For your Heavenly Father know you have need of these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. We take a deep breath and we surrender all of our games, all of our manipulation, all of our controls. And we just say, Father, do what you already plan to do for us. And we thank you in advance. And we believe you in advance. And we believe that we're in the last month of this year, that this year will end in total stability for everybody here. This is it. I have been stabilized, oh God. And I know the members here who have been stabilized, oh God, in our spirit. In this moment, in this season, I say we are free. We are delivered from all our toil and struggle, and we lay ourselves down at you, and we follow your direct instruction, and everything we put our hands to shall prosper. Even in the process, it will prosper. And we thank you, Lord, that there is prosperity in the process. In the name of our Savior Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and full glory. Amen. And amen.